Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 186. Happy Thursday. Happy New Year, Pro U people, 2018. Hello. Welcome. Let's dance. So, Zen and I went on a vacation without going on a vacation. So it wasn't a logistically planned vacation. It was mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's just good news, people. Things are getting better up front. How I say to people, like, if I'm older, I go, look, I've just been walking in the woods longer than you. This make me bigger, stronger, faster. When I got to the bridge, sign said left. I went. It was closed, so I went right. So I'm just letting you know, do that. And it's the same thing now. I just feel like I've been doing this pro-you path, thankfulness, mindfulness for so long, and it gets better. It gets easier. And like the days, there's like one day I go, oh, it's Sunday. All the other days are just days. They're just time. And then the holidays or a vacation, it was just all like, oh, it's just here. It's just time. It's just what's happening. And I'm in the moment, so I'm able to enjoy the moment and not worry about yesterday or stress about tomorrow. That's me winning. So Zen and I just spent a ton of time together like we always do. But that was my focus. My focus was to just enjoy that which I had and cutting down on stuff that I could cut down on. And it was a brilliant vacation. So I thought maybe someone out there could benefit from little old moi sharing my experience once again. I hope all the holidays went wonderful. I hope you are all happy, healthy, smiling. You're safe and just already into that new year thing. Being pro you. All right. Enjoy. Here we are in the year 2018. Just sounds futuristic, doesn't it? Yowza, I must be old. Proper old that is. So, happy new year. Glad you made it. We get to do the whole thing again. It's like Monday, but a lot bigger, a lot longer. So it was Wednesday or Thursday, and I was just kind of thinking like the year end. I was happy about the final episode, you know, just my gratitude list and just being thankful and going, wow, it was just a good, you know, good podcast, and I just felt good. And all of a sudden I was like, wait, I gotta go one for next week. I mean, it's 2018. I gotta do one every week next. I'm like, well, there's my voice. Glad you didn't go far. Hi, how are you? And it was just funny because it was just, I don't know, it just got in my head like, oh, it's like this panic thing, you know. So what happened was, this is a good story, people. I like it a lot. In the past, if I've had a tough day, like it was like I didn't have work or I was down or whatever like that, it's like, okay, I got through the day. And if I had to do it again, like, oh, tomorrow's going to be a tough day, or oh, I don't have anything to do tomorrow, it was always like the dreading, like, I made it through today, but I got to do it again, or it's Sunday night and I got to get up tomorrow, it's Monday again, like that kind of dreading it. And, you know, I've been kind of sharing this, you know, wanting to be spiritual this past year. And slowing down with clients and spending more time alone, spending more time at the beach with Zen alone and going, well, it kind of makes sense. And, you know, you're not growing every day, so it's not that tangible, but you can kind of see the effects. And I kind of was like, well, you know, it was like around September, October, November got slow, December got slow, and then I was like, wow, it's, you know, it's going to get slower because, you know, the holidays and that. And that's when I did the gratitude list, and I said, I'm so thankful how I'm responding. To like, okay, well, here's more time. Here's another day where it's on you to fill and not let the voice rule that day and the outcome of that day. So that's, you know, just feeling better and doing better. And this is what clicked. And I thought, you know, it's like that where you do it and you do it and you don't feel good and you're doing it, but you're consistent. And one day you're like, oh, hey, I stopped doing that. I started doing that. I lost weight. I feel better. You all said, oh, wow, there's the fruits of that labor. So I find out every client will be out of town the week in between Christmas and New Year's. And that week is always slow. And I've always kind of enjoyed it because it was like, wow, there's nothing to do and I can be mellow. And you know, it would be the great time to, you know, travel, go somewhere, do something. And I knew it was going to be super slow now. And I had gone through those kind of moments. And this is, you know, carbon-based, completely organic. I said, I'm just going to call it a vacation. And I do have one client, so I can't really go anywhere. I don't want to really go anywhere, so that's not really it. But here are some of the things I'm going to do. I'm just going to take a vacation, not logistically, but kind of mentally, emotionally, detached from whatever I can. So I'm like, well, I'll just not answer phone calls. I won't take, you know, I'll just stay off my phone. I'll just stay off the internet. You know, just decrease the social media, decrease the TV watching, decrease contact with people, as if Zen and I went somewhere. And I posted this on Instagram one day that, you know, it's my vacation. And this is, you know, kind of what I'm going to do and focus on. And I'm just going to be creative. So I came up with this list. Here's my vacation. I'm going to focus on Zen, working out, making stuff, being creative, and going to the beach. Now that whole thing just happened quickly, automatically, organically. And as it, I know it was like probably, you know, the Sunday before, I was like, okay, and Monday, okay, I'm doing da 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 da. And I had like this plan every day. I had things to do. And the one client I had is kind of up over the hill. And when I go there right after I train him, you know, I bring Zen, I go to that dog park over there. So I go there, and it was just like, you know, kind of moment to moment, and end of the day, I'd be like, oh, that was a cool day. And there was not once I went, wow, but tomorrow, like, I was like, well, here's what I'm doing this week. Like, I had turned a button saying, well, you're going to leave. Nothing's in your control. And don't even think about anything that you've been, you know, maybe doing better at, or been, you know, a little bit of the voice has been entering once in a while. You can just turn that all off now because you're going to leave. And in it, that's great when you're in it and you can kind of realize things. I was like, well, why is this? I mean, this is, you know, X amount of weeks of being slow and they're, you know, kind of getting hard. I'm like, okay, but get busy. Okay, well, this, well, that. And I was like, I just stayed busy. I just didn't let stuff come in. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to my, I posted this little video of, you know, me driving to my clients and me walking down behind their backyard kind of goes down these cement steps, and then there's the shed, and that's where the chop saw, you know, my tools, and then outside along that woodshed is the bench that my client had made, and it's right under this lemon tree, and there's these layered levels of kind of garden that go down. It's got a little view. It's just awesome. So I call it my wood shop in the trees. So as you're driving around, if you look up to the left, there's like trees and stuff, and you're like, well, it's right in there, you can't see it. And I drive all the way around and park or whatever. So I posted that, and I love, you know, going there. Like I get done, and in that particular moment, I didn't have to be anywhere, I didn't have to do anything, and it wasn't hot, it was just perfect. And I had bought a new blade recently and some driftwood that was kind of gnarly hard. I kind of set up there and didn't finish. And every piece of scrap that I had there, everything I wanted to do, just sitting there being creative, just making stuff. And that again is like, I see all these things to me are like, in a way, the fruits of my labor. But they're all kind of happening automatic. Oh, I'm thinking this way. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, I'm automatically not thinking that way, but thinking this way. Like, I was so thankful that I got to go to that place and do that thing on that day. And I've been, you know, doing it for a couple years maybe at his place. I don't know. But it's just that I get to, and I wasn't making it up. But I'm like, oh, that's what I always say, and that's what I'm always kind of, you know, that's what I'm always preaching about. But I'm like, I was really doing it. I was just sitting there going, this is the greatest thing. I mean, I love going to the beach with Zen, creating and being there and experiencing that. And then going to the little wood shop in the trees and making stuff and being creative. And so what I do when I go there typically is I cut up a bunch of stuff that I call old pieces. Then I bring them home, like, I get to play. So there's, you know, little kind of like thin chips of wood that you could look at. Oh, there could be a coaster. And a lot of times I take those pieces and I have a branding iron with my logo and I brand those. So that becomes like my little, you know, card or something that I put on my frames and the things I make. So I can just cut up a bunch of stuff and come home and go, now I can play for like 2 days. This big driftwood rising has been my theme this past year, and I found this one big piece, brought it home, and it intertwined in between two of these pieces that I had already made in kind of a completed little deal. And I'm not trying to bore you, but I'm like, well, that's what was going on. Instead of, hey, I'm not working, hey, I'm not making money, hey, what are you going to do if this continues, hey, what should you do about, like, look what I get. I'm fine. I got food. And it's just shifted because I was like, I'm just going to focus on these things, doing these things. Like before, I was like, okay, well, you know, Monday I had one client and okay, tomorrow's wide open. So, okay, well, it was just this weird whole, okay, that was normal. That was my thinking process as of late. But this past week, oh, I'm going to call it vacation. So it's like, I just changed how I looked at it, then I changed how I felt about it, and then I realized in it, during it, it was different. I felt different. And I'm like, so this was like the best week. Product coming out of me, how I felt. I mean, Zen was having a great time. I was, you know, making videos, taking pictures, making things in the Zen garden, organizing, reorganizing. You know, it just, everything was like, oh, this was like, this is what you do with extra time. Like, I couldn't believe how good I felt. It was like getting all those to-do list things kind of done around the house, cleaning this, organizing that. But I was making stuff and better stuff and getting more organized. And then I was going to the beach. I'm like, oh, cool. Zen's tired. Now I'm going to go work out. I'm like, still running every day. So I put this post up, and it was a Friday night, and I worked out, and I always call it Friday Night Fraternity, Tri Delta Pack. Get that? Of course you did. My listeners are smart. All right. end of 17, the year 2017. Fitness post. No New Year's resolution needed. This is my post. I posted on Instagram and Facebook. No New Year's resolution needed. Just keep doing what I'm doing. Keep doing me. I'm just trying to be a little better than I was yesterday. I'm just trying to be a little better than I was last year. I'm 52, preparing to be 53 for the first time. That's a little joke because I'm funny like that. That's what occupies the space between my ears. Me being better. Not January 1st, not a New Year's resolution, nor any other date. I'm not thinking about that person or comparing myself to this person or what anyone thinks. I don't care. I have evolved and I dig the vista. I'm far from perfect, but I'm way fucking better than I used to be. My thoughts, words, health, dog, and actions back that up. It's a great line. My opinion is the only. Walking, my friends, not just talking. A very pro-you path is for me. I dig me. I am. So it was like this great week. And then I was, workouts were great. And I actually got to the, you know, I haven't been lifting like crazy heavy, but I kind of said in my fitness thing, I've been kind of, you know, just being able to lift and do certain things. Like there's just because of my left shoulder and stress in my neck or whatever. I couldn't even really do shoulder presses. And, you know, then I was like just taking like, you know, 10 pounds or being on a machine and, you know, just kind of light weights. And, you know, last week I sat down, I had 35-pound dumbbells and I was shoulder pressing. And I was like, they work. That's cool. And I'm like, this is after that great day at the beach, making stuff, getting things done. And I was excelling in the physical, in the mental, in the emotional, in the spiritual, because I just felt this big, oh, it's kind of a struggle dealing with that extra time. And what are you going to do with less money or less clients? And you're not getting, you know, bigger, or you're not getting, you know, busier. You're not getting more famous. You're not making more money. You're not building a career. You're not, you know, that whole voice was just gone. So I was like, okay, well, over the holidays, and here's the other part. It just seems to get funkier. It seems to get harder. The tests become more difficult to pass because of, okay, I'm working on that date. I'm working too much. I can't get my stuff done. I'm not with someone to celebrate. I'm not going anywhere to celebrate. I'm not having Thanksgiving. I'm not doing Christmas. I'm not in love. I'm not married. I don't have a child. I don't have that job, that money, that car. It's just around the holidays, there's all these other variables that if you aren't doing, you know, a group of people around a table for Thanksgiving, a beautiful, you know, tree lit, presents, family, kids, opening it up, you know, turkey dinner, Hanukkah, whatever you're doing, you know, if you're not doing those things because of your circumstances, it's hard to feel okay. It's even harder to feel great. And that's what I didn't even realize until I thought about this podcast. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to have anything to say in 2018. That's funny. Like, I kicked ass. Not thinking, celebrating, worrying, wondering about Thanksgiving or Christmas this year. Now, in the past, it was like, okay, Thanksgiving, I got it. Okay, well, this is what it was, and this is how I thought about it, and I got through it because, you know, it was real. I was, you know, very engaged in that, you know, kind of day and what I was experiencing and how I was feeling. And, you know, this year kind of, you know, went by, and I've kind of said the same thing, so it was kind of more routine maybe, but I was like, yeah, I'm thankful all the time. I don't, you know, that's Thursday. I don't really like that food anymore. I don't really need to be, you know, because I just remember there's just good and bad with everything. I remember like these little great moments of those days, but then being like, oh, I want to get out of here. Oh, I wish I was at the beach. Oh, I don't want to listen to these people talk. You know, there was times where I was like, you know, so it wasn't all, oh, if you're with people around the table, if you're with people, if you're doing that group thing, family thing, love thing, whatever, tradition thing, everything's perfect. You know, that ain't the truth at all. I mean, I was talking to this one girl at the dog park. She's like, oh, I hate Christmas. And she started talking about why. And I was like, that's exactly how I felt. Just the stress and the anxiety and the parents and the siblings and, you know, people, God, what about me? What about my wants? What about my needs? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, and then this one lady at the dog park, she was like, she's, you know, kind of new to our little group. And we were saying, she goes, so y'all celebrating Christmas? And normally kind of answered, I think, because they're like working or something. And I was like, nope. And I was like, I don't think I've ever answered that question like that and just been, yeah. And I was like, you don't celebrate Christmas. I was like, well, if you want to get crazy, Jesus wasn't born on that date. So anyways, and you know, Thanksgiving, a bunch of white people stole land from the Indians. And now we are thankful on that day. And we try to be, and I'm thankful all the time. And, you know, I'm cool with Jesus. So, you know, and I laughed, but that was kind of the joy. I'm like, okay. And I'm not dissing anything. You got that family. You got that Hallmark situation floating. I am happy for you. I know like one family that's like that. I'm not discounting. I'm not taking away from what you do. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm talking to the people like me that don't have that quote unquote normal holiday kind of gathering thingy. And it's like, when you don't, you feel bad. It's like, well, that sucks. I don't have something I can't control. Now I got to feel bad. So just like that, like, well, my dad makes me feel bad. That woman makes me feel bad. I'm going to stop hanging around doing these things that make me feel bad. I'd like to experience some feel good. Hence, I've been following the feel good. Get that? Following the feel good. That was titled. Get it? See? So where was I? I lost my train of thought. And I'm back. So if you're like me and you don't have the picturesque kind of situation and you know, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to spend time alone. I'm going to be by myself and be in my own head and I'm going to work on that and then kind of get through it the first time and go, well, it wasn't that bad. I did it and here's the positive. And fast forward a few years, and you're like, you know, it was great. I had this awesome vacation in between Christmas and New Year's, and I have a podcast episode ready to talk all about that. And as I'm starting to record and think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I kicked ass on not celebrating and getting through the holidays and maintaining a pro-you kind of perspective, like not judging it just for me. This is my experience with those holidays and my experience with certain people and my experience just doing certain things a certain way. I know how it felt, people. I know how my life felt. I know better than anyone how my life feels now. And I've said for a long time, you know, you got to detach yourself so it's not about feelings. See, but now once you get to that place, that vista of pro-you perspective, and you're not whining and it's not yellow when you're thankful, you can go, oh, I like this feel-good stuff because that's what I'm experiencing. I'll keep doing that. Not, oh, that felt good. I have to do it. Oh, if it doesn't keep going, I can't. There's not that codependency with it. There's not, you know, the high highs, the low lows. If that's going good, then I'm good. Those external tethers, not there. I'm thankful for what I have. What I have is what I have. Not going nowhere. So it gets better. So I'm more thankful. Then that gets better. Then I feel better. And then I make it through a certain point of time or an anniversary or a tough moment, or, you know, whether it's without being family or without having a gal or whatever it might be, just like everything with reputation, the second, third, fourth time, you're like, oh, yeah, way better at that now. I was not even thinking about, okay, I got to get through. Okay, this is what I should calculate or plan for Christmas and New Year's. Just like, nah, it's Tuesday and Thursday, whatever the day is. I don't remember what the days were. It didn't matter to me. And I haven't gone out for New Year's Eve. I can't remember the last time I was awake at midnight. So I was so impressed with kind of my default thinking. Like, it's been slow and a challenge and money's been going down and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, if I made it through November, like Bitcoin, those things happen. I mean, again, what do I got to worry about? What can you do right now? Just in, hey, you know what? Go on vacation without really going anywhere. Don't have a lot of excess cash. You got a client. You got to stay local anyways. You know what? Just enjoy everything. And just switched on a dime. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, wow, this is great. I'm making stuff. I came home and made this super cool stuff. I was excited. Zen was playing in the park. He's got these amazing dog friends, Milo and Leo, Joker, Churchill. It's just endless. And, you know, and then one day we go to the beach and I'm balancing and I meet cool people. And Zen plays with this 1 year old big ass Doberman. He's three times the size of Zen. He was a year old. It's just so cool, the dogs that we meet out there again on the beach, and I'm having fun. And it's insane to me. It's insane to me. So again, my experience is my experience. I'm going, okay, this is completely different than it's been the last couple months. This is way, like, polar compared to what my life was for 48 years. My thought process is based between my two ears. So I said, I'm going to focus on my dog. What should I do with him today? How am I getting him, you know, worked out, tired, you know, this and this and that? It's so funny because I told these people at the dog park, they trip. I go, I leave Zen for an hour and he gives me that look. And I'm like, what other dog owners leave their dog once a day for an hour? And their dog's like, really? I'm not, I can't come with? What are you doing now that I can't come with? And I've been with you for the last 23 hours. And I'm looking at my dog and they're like, you know, they don't even understand that. I spent 22 hours a day with my dog. And I mean, I love it. That's what I get. That's what I have. That's what, you know, my life situation is. And I love the shit out of it. But when I tell other people who are dog owners, you know, they're working full-time jobs and, you know, whatever, and it's insane. But that was my focus. Again, it's like, what? I was like, wow, I'm going to make Zen happy today. I can. I do. I feel good. Goal attained. Win-win. Yay. I'm like, I'm going to feel good. Been running every morning. I'm going to get to the gym. I can go to the gym every day. So, you know, create, do Zen. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go work out. Or just got back from the beach. Zen's tired. I'm going to go work out. I was in like 4 or 5 days, Monday through Friday, those all happened. I'm like, I made some dope stuff. I worked out. I feel good. I'm running every morning. My dog is super happy. And these now, you know, kind of the epiphany was, I've worked hard mentally, manually, shifting my perspective for years to feel good. Yay, thankful. But it's starting to happen. And it's starting to happen like, you know, I mean, now, again, you're alone for the holidays. That's just never been easier. And it wasn't, well, I got it. And it was like, I had the best time not celebrating Thanksgiving, not celebrating Christmas. I just had the best time in each moment. So I'm creating and I'm loving that moment. And I get in the car and I'm driving to the dog park with Zen, and I'm loving that moment. And then I get home and I walk into the Zen garden. I'm like, I love my home. I love how it feels. Oh, I get to hang up that thing, make that thing, stain those things, glue that together. You know, Zen. I'm going to go work out. I'm at the gym going, yeah, I couldn't run for 2 years. I couldn't bend my leg, my knee, left knee for 6 months. I didn't really do much exercising for my legs outside of running and stretching and my kicking class for, you know, years. And now, shoulder presses, heavier weights. It's just, I'm sure y'all know I'm not trying to brag. I'm talking about loving what I have. That saying, people just want what they don't have and no one wants what they have. And I've spun that. And kind of moment is it just gets better. Like, that's the come to my well by the water I'm selling. Come to my well by the water I sell. There you go. Do that which I do, and you'll receive that which I've received. I was thankful I healed. So I was thankful I healed. Then I felt better. Because I was thankful and I healed. And then that got better. So I said, I'm just going to test myself. I'm just going to go on a spiritual voyage. What's that? You're going to travel into some exotic land to travel, you know, some desert or go to some monastery? No, I'm just going to stay in Hollywood. I'm just going to try to focus on less human things, you know, career, money, women, whatever. What's that going to do? I have no clue. I'm pretty messed up dude, so I don't know. I'm just going to say it and start, and we'll find out. And fast forward, I was tested and tested going, yeah, but don't you get how that matches what you asked for? Yeah, well, then shut up. Did you eat? You have a roof over your head? You got an amazing dog? How you feeling? Did you run today? Good. Shut up. Yeah, I should do that. How are you right now? AA. Take the best line. And I've just been doing that. Like, right now, I'm great. 10 minutes from now. How are you? I'm great. So when I started gluing these little stone balancing things in my house, called them faith stones, like I made a couple the other day, and I was like, that's the best one I've ever made. That's so cool. And then I stop, and I go, I'm just enjoying this stuff that I do. Like, it's, like, locked in. I get to be me. To do this stuff. And if I continue to be consistent, focus my time and energy on that which I can control, and majorly let go of all that I can't control, and I trust in that, walking by faith, not by sight, and I believe, and I stay in the moment. Again, I didn't think I'd have a podcast episode for the new year. What am I going to talk about? And then it was just, okay, I'm going to call this. And I wasn't thinking, if I call this a vacation and it goes well, I can do a podcast episode. Not at all. I ain't that smart. I ain't that good. But if I stay in the moment and I stay present, thankful, I enjoy each moment in my life. And just like I said, I'm not thinking about other people and what do they have, what are they doing, why don't I? It is not at all. What my family thinks of the exes or those people, not at all. The quiet in my head is insane. Not the quiet in a bad way. Calm. Just that solitude, you know, the loneliness expresses the pain of being alone, and solitude expresses the joy of being alone. Like, that's what it is. Another quote, you know, don't mess with anyone who's afraid to be alone. Like, there's just power in that. I'm not telling people, like, be alone. Again, if you got family, you're married, you got significant other. Yay, I am happy for you. Like Shane Nickerson's, you know, my client friend. I love that dude. He's like the best husband and the best dad. He's got like that's the family. It's just like the, you know, cabin in Maine. He's just got this, you know, brother and sister. They get along and they all get together. And it's just, it's total haul. And I love it. I love the dude. So I'm not like not cheering for that type of folk, those type of experiences. I'm not just, I'm sharing my experience, what I've gone through, what I've done, the pro-you choices, again, that I've made to get to a place where I'm feeling better. And now I'm like, I don't really care much about anybody else or what anything, because now I'm starting to feel good. And I'm like, okay, how much time do I have left to feel this? And then it just, I hold on. And when you hold on to that small little world you control, there's power in that. And not like, okay, I'm going to kick ass, just, wow, I'm going to keep this going. Because all those things that bother you are typically worries that typically don't even happen, but they can affect your day, your month, your year, your path, your life. And if you had some problems growing up and you got some deep, deep grooves built into you, I mean, it's going to take you a long time. Hence, 48 years one way. And now the last, you know, 4 or 5 different in this last year. But, you know, I look around my house and I'm like, wow, I live here. I get to do this. I made this stuff. Look in the mirror going, wow, I feel good turning 53 in March. You know, I'm like, look at my dog. I'm like, how did I get? Like, people walking around, I'm like, how do you? Where'd you get that dog? Where'd you get that dog? I mean, people taking pictures, people coming up to me all the time. That dog's amazing. Zen's amazing. I'm like, yeah, I'm just gifted, blessed right now. I'm not making it up. That's my point. I'm trying to hammer this. I'm not bragging. I'm not trying to say the right thing. I'm not trying to win a prize. I'm just simply sharing my experience, people. Like, this is what I'm going through. Like, this is the real shit. And I've just, for a very long time, felt inspired to share this type of stuff, hoping that it might affect someone else's path. Smile. The way they think about themselves, the way they live their lives. They struggled because they're divorced, struggle because they don't get along with a parental unit. They struggle because they're not dating someone. They're struggling because they're not in a big career right now. They're struggling because they've never been able to get that critic out of their head, that voice, the white noise. That helps some people. There's nothing more rewarding in the entire world to me. Them, you can just talk to someone and it changes the way they walk their path. Like, that's, again, I'm humbled, man. I'm humbled I get to be me. I'm humbled I get to do what I do. And like I said, I just feel like I'm getting powerful now. But, you know, I said that post wasn't about January 1st. I go, no, I'm kicking ass, and this week it's my vacation. I'm doing whatever I want, making the choices I want. I feel amazing. And then that became my story. That became my episode. I was like, see, I just got to keep doing it and not think. All I have to do is do one a week. That's all I got to do. That's all my commitment ever was. But that voice that so often visits to let me know he is not far, you know, every time I, you know, slip, he's going to be there. You're not going to do it. You're not going to make it. You're not going to, because people are going to stop listening. You're boring. Shut up. You said that already. So the fight continues. But when you start kicking ass, which is, you know, I used to do the point karate fighting. And if, for all you that don't know what it is, if you've seen Karate Kid, where they fight, they wear pads, they point, they strike, and they break. Judges call, And then they continue. That's what I did forever, kind of point fighting. Did some full contact stuff, hit harder. When you're black belt, you get hit hard, which I enjoyed a lot. I like getting hit. I like hitting. Just, I was into it. I mean, it was kind of a weird thing, but I was like, if you weren't into getting hit, why would you fight? I mean, it was just what, you know, happened. I loved a, you know, a tournament in the ring at a Radisson Hotel in Minneapolis, or if it was, you know, in the dojang with my kicking buddy. You know, it just didn't matter to me. I just loved to do it. Anyways, I got to a point where I just felt like I was faster than most dudes. Like I could sit there, lean back and go, okay, there's their punch just missed, and now I can take my hand and whack them. And I was like, wow, this, and you know, put 10,000 hours into anything, you become a master. You know, you become that kind of next level. And when you experience a certain amount of ease, why would you do anything else? Why would you not continue? Why would you not just be thankful to enjoy that type of feeling? So that I'm mastering myself, it just feels good. I just really, really feel that I am the Mexican fisherman. I know I've read this before. I'm going to read it again because I just totally thought about it. And I'm like, man, the parable of the Mexican fisherman and the banker. I'm the fisherman, the banker, my voice. An American investment banker, Tom's voice in his head, was taking a much-needed vacation in a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. The boat had several large, fresh fish in it. The investment banker was impressed by the quality of the fish and asked the Mexican how long it took to catch them. The Mexican replied, "Only a little while." The banker then asked why he didn't stay out longer and catch more fish. The Mexican fisherman replied he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, "But what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisherman replied, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siesta with my wife, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor." The investment banker scoffed, "I am an Ivy League MBA, and I could help you. You could spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. And with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats until eventually you could have a whole fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to the middleman, you could sell directly to the processor and eventually open your own cannery. You can control the product, processing, and distribution. Then you add, of course, you would need to leave the small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City where you would run your growing enterprise." The Mexican fisherman asked, "But, senor, how long will this all take?" To which the American replied, 15 to 20 years. "But what then?" asked the Mexican. The American laughed and said, "Well, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce the IPO, sell your company stock to the public, and become very rich. You could make millions." "Millions, senor, then what?" To which the investment banker replied, "Then you could retire. You could move to a small coastal fishing village where you could sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siesta with your wife, stroll into the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play your guitar with your amigos." So, if I get a bunch of more clients, maybe get a show, become famous, make a bunch of money, I could get a dog and go to the beach whenever I wanted. And I could balance stones, take pictures of them. When I came home, I could just work out whenever I wanted, eat whatever I wanted. I could just stay home. I could just make stuff. Just be creative. Do woodworking. or I could just keep doing what I'm doing. I could just keep applying that which I have learned by the experience I have had by making the pro-you choices that I have. You are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You Moment, the first Pro You Moment of 2018. Yes, we've all made it. And the one thing I'm the most consistent about is how happy I am that you're here right now. Because it says that you're loving you. You're loving you some you. You're liking you. You're deeming yourself worthy. Now, I'm going to put some time and energy just to me, even if it's only for 180 seconds. So, if we can sit on the floor across from, like, super fantastic. If we can't, super fantastic. Sit somewhere. And let's close our eyes and begin to control that which we can control. Eyes closed. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. Slow it down, elongate it, lengthen it, stretch it, experience it. Navel tucked into the spine, shoulders over the hips, neutral neck. If you feel any tension, stress, just try to breathe into that spot, that area. These are the thoughts occupying the space between your ears, and you'll do your best at that for 180 seconds without judgment or critique. And if you stumble, fall, wobble, super fantastic. Just bring it back. Bring it back to your breath. Bring it back to you in this moment. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin. Thank you. super fantastic job. Congratulations. You're super successful at your first Pro U moment of 2018. The post I read during this episode about not having a New Year's resolution, just continuing to do me. It's a great feeling to have. It's the same feeling I had after surviving the accident. It's like, well, if everything I've done got me through that moment unscratched, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, just a little harder. And here I am, ending that year, feeling thankful, feeling blessed, feeling humbled, feeling mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually stronger than ever. And during my reflective vacation, I realized once again, coming January, there's nothing different that I'm going to do, because I don't need anything different in my life. If you want different, you gotta do different. If you like what you have, you do all you can to keep that which you have. Be thankful. Be mindful. Be you. Be pro you. This year, it's like a book that begins a new chapter. There's only one author. Don't forget that. Begin writing. Peace and God bless.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.